Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Well, today I have a special show to announce the honorees of last night's Fulton County Agricultural Hall of Fame ceremony. The agricultural community in Fulton County was proud to induct four deserving individuals into the hall this past Monday night, yesterday, in Archbold. The annual event is designed to recognize selected farmers or agribusiness leaders from our county and region who have committed over 25 years or more of service to the agricultural industry. Since 1983, there have been 148 honorees inducted into the hall, and inductees are selected by the Agricultural Hall of Fame Committee in July after looking over all applications. This year's winners were recognized at the ceremony and will have a permanent plaque hung in their honor at the Merchants Building in the fairgrounds, and each honoree will receive an identical plaque for their home, thanks to the 2019 plaque sponsor, Kurt and Jeannie Johnson. Well, here they are, the 2019 Fulton County Agricultural Hall of Fame inductees: William P. Hoops, posthumously, Lee Leininger, Dr. Emerson D. Nafziger, and William R. Schmitz. Let's get to know these inductees just a little bit more. William Bill Hoops of Pettisville in German Township gave a lifetime of service to the Fulton County Ag community as a dairy farmer and agricultural youth mentor. He started his farming career with only a few cows and grew that herd over time. As a dairyman, he was awarded various prizes for milk production and quality from local and state associations. Dairying is what jump-started his love and commitment to the agricultural community here in our county. Bill would work to get the best use out of his land and wanted others to do so as well. He was one of the first and few that safely and effectively started custom applying anhydrous ammonia nitrogen to corn in the area. Not only would neighboring farmers hire him to apply nitrogen, but they would also do so by hiring him to custom straw bale. Custom farming allowed for him to better manage his farm, cost of farm equipment, and allowed Bill to create valuable lifetime relationships with neighbors. Bill was one of several that helped start the local Pettisville Ever Ready 4-H Club, which has grown to be one of the largest clubs in the county today. He was also supportive of the local FFA chapter, making sure an interested youth could attend a conference or get an FFA jacket, even if they couldn't afford it. Bill was a well-loved member, supporter, board member, and men's group leader at the First Church of God in Wauseon. He was a member of Gideon's International, WPOS Christian Radio Station Board, Pettisville FFA Alumni, the Fulton County Dairy Association, and the Defiance Production Credit, now Farm Credit. Bill's married to Marjorie for over 60 years prior to his death, and they have four adult children. Congratulations, Bill. Second inductee is Lee Leininger, who owns and operates Cottonwood Vale Farms, a dairy, corn, soybean, wheat, and alfalfa farm in Fayette. Lee is known for his involvement in the Dairy Association and the National Red and White Holstein Associations. He believes in developing and maintaining relationships with local and surrounding county farm neighbors to share knowledge, equipment, and facilities to advance the local agricultural industry. Lee had developed five generations of excellent and nationally respected red, white, and black, white Holstein cows that were both high in type and milk production components. In 2014, he was named the premier breeder at the Spring Dairy Expo Red and White Holstein Show in Columbus. He was an early adopter of dairy technology, including sexed semen, artificial insemination, and embryo transfer. Lee has exhibited dairy cattle for over 55 years at Fulton County Fair and has helped many FFA and 4-H dairy kids by mentoring, providing equipment, loaning dairy stock, and giving his expertise. Over the years, he has been a valuable contributor to the one-on-one education that takes place with the public at the fair's dairy barn and parlor. In the community, Lee has been a member of the West Franklin United Methodist Church and Fayette United Methodist Church. He's volunteered his time in support of the past Fulton County Breakfast on the Farm events. Lee has worked hard to provide opportunities for youth, both in his family and out, to participate in the agricultural industry through 4-H, FFA, and farming activities. Congratulations to Lee Leininger and his family. Our third inductee last night was Dr. Emerson D. Nafziger. Dr. Nafziger's interest in agriculture and agronomy began on the family farm southwest of Pettisville here in Fulton County. Emerson's impact on Midwestern crop production has been felt through his corn and soybean research, academic writing, and extension teaching to farmers and with students throughout the Corn Belt. Since 1993, Emerson has been a professor of crop sciences at the University of Illinois Extension. He is responsible for extension programs in corn, soybeans, and small grains, where he delivers programs to producers, crop advisors, and undergraduate students. Emerson turns agronomic data collected from applied research in the Eastern Corn Belt into tools that help producers better manage crops by predicting responses to crop inputs, notably fertilizer inputs. He created a data-driven nitrogen rate calculator, which is an online resource that assists producers in improving nitrogen management for corn in most of the largest corn-producing states. He has also authored the book Modern Corn and Soybean Production that is currently being used by several local ag ed departments, multiple community colleges, and several land-grant universities. Emerson has instructed local farmers at the annual Northwest Ohio Corn and Soybean Day and also at the Conservation Tillage Conference held annually in Ada, Ohio. Emerson's a member of several national agronomy societies and has been recognized on the national level with several industry and academic awards. He's active in his local church, in that church's Mission Relief Agency, and the choir. Emerson's married to Cynthia, and they have two adult sons, all in Champaign, Illinois. Congratulations to Dr. Emerson Nafziger. And finally, our fourth inductee last night was William R. Schmitz of Lyons in Royalton Township. Bill Schmitz lives a life dedicated to farming. His 60-plus year career as a farmer has led him to endeavors in drainage, excavating, specialty crops, row crops, and agricultural fabrication, just to name a few. Bill can tell you stories of farming his first tomato field with horses, laying drainage tile for neighbors, and today, farming with some of the most advanced farm machinery in the industry. He has always been one of the first people to try new techniques that would better the farm. Bill was a pioneer in laying some of the first plastic drainage tile in the 1960s, and eventually being one of the first to use lasers for tile installation. He's helped neighboring farmers dig ponds for water solutions, not only on their farm fields and in their livestock barns, but also for a domestic water source. He's also designed and built special row mulchers for John Deere 6-row planter, which made a garden-like seedbed for specialty crops like sugar beets. Today, he continues to help fabricate fertilizer toolbars with the next generation. In 1947, Bill was awarded the Outstanding Tomato Grower Award by the Campbell Soup Company. And throughout the 1950s and 60s, he continued to be a top tomato grower. Today, Bill's operation has grown to be one of the largest in the county, focusing on corn, soybeans, and wheat. Bill has also opened his home to the local 4-H Club for many years. He served on the Evergreen School Board, and he also served on the Evergreen School District's One Campus Committee. He continues to support young people in the Lyons community today. Bill and his wife, Mona, have been married for 67 years. They have created a large family, most of whom reside here in Fulton County. Bill's legacy will be that so many of his children and grandchildren continue to be involved in production agriculture here in the county. Congratulations to Bill Schmitz and all of the inductees who were awarded last night. We're proud of the agricultural heritage we have in the county, and therefore the farmers and agribusinesses, people who help make up that effort. For pictures of this year's event and the Ag Hall of Fame award application for next year, visit fulton.osu.edu. I want to make a quick plug for a program coming up this Thursday. It is a Preparing for Small Grain Success. So if you're considering adding wheat or possibly barley to the rotation in the coming year, or on those prevented plant acres, join us at 9 a.m. at the Robert Fulton Ag Center. no cost, RSVP to 337-9210. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection. Hear us again on WMTR and 94.3 The Buck. Make it a great week.